libraries kind of have the same general goal. Take Java code out of the JSP page and replace it with something readable and do logic where it belongs in Java classes. But a tag library is a little more focused on, I'll put this, create this value right now. Whereas the expression language is, I'll put this value that somebody else has already created. So with a tag library, you might make a tag that says, you know, create a prime number and output it. You could do this with MVC, but, you know, if that's not really tied to your application, you can just put that tag any place you want a prime number. Whereas the expression language is, the business logic layer already created some data, I just want to output it. But they go very, very, very well together. And in fact, with the simple tag interface, there's a standard way of putting data into scope so that the expression language acts in the body of the tag. So you can have tags that in the body of the tag, between the start and the end tag, custom tags, you access the expression language to output, you know, maybe you're doing a looping tag or something like that to output pieces. And in tag files, I don't know how many of you have written tag files, JSP tag files, you have to use the expression language. That's how you output the tag attributes. So the expression language and custom tags are fit very well together. They're not contradictory, they're very complementary. And in fact, with JSP tag files, JSP 2.0 tag files, is another important topic we can talk about someday. You have to use the expression language. That's the only way to access this stuff.
Good. Is there a, I mean, right now I can think of it, but there would be some limitation to this thing, that things that you could do with the regular JSP with
the main thing that you could do with the JSP usebean stuff that you don't do with the expression language, there's two main things. One is, with JSP usebean, you had to specify the scope. So it wasn't nearly as likely. It turned out there actually could be cases where you got in trouble with two things stored in different places with the same name, but not as likely because you were specifying the scope. The other thing is, JSP usebean has two options. You can say class or type. If you say class, it looks in the request session or application scope, whichever you specify, and if it doesn't find it, it instantiates it. So it's a way of kind of build an object if I don't have one in the right scope already. Expression language doesn't ever instantiate it. But that's not really useful in the context of MVC, only in standalone JSP pages. Because in MVC, the Java layer is the one that instantiates it. You don't, JSP page doesn't, can be sure that it's already done by then. So those are two things. Obviously, there's lots of things that JSP scripting can do that the expression language can't do. And I don't want to give the impression that you know, scripting is totally gone and passé and old-fashioned and you never need it anymore. You only use MVC in the expression language. You know, people like to give that impression, but then they're driving their life. And, you know, there are a few places people still use scripting. You know, I don't think that's necessarily a sin. You know, lots of Java code was bad, not because it's inherently evil. It's because it was hard to write, hard to compile, hard to test, hard to debug, and most importantly, that code couldn't be reused in place except on that JSP page. But small amounts to do small manipulations sometimes can't be avoided, and you shouldn't think they have to be avoided. So no, I don't think the expression language suddenly replaces everything, but a heck of a lot of it.
I have a question, Marty. As far as JSP expression language, how does it relate to the JSF way of doing things? Have they merged those two yet, or are bits and pieces of that?
Okay, this is a good question. Before I answer that question, let me say, how does the JSP expression language relate to the JSTL expression language, JSP Standard Tag Library? In the JSP Standard Tag Library, which, I don't know, how many are familiar with JSTL? JSTL, basically, the idea was, there was an awful lot of people that were downloading struts just to use their looping and conditional evaluation, their logic standard tag libraries. They said, gee, these libraries and struts are so popular, why don't we steal them, struts' blessing, and standardize them? So they stole the struts, looping, and conditional evaluation tag libraries and standardized them. And along the way, they said, gee, you know, if we put in this little mini expression language, it'll be even easier. But they started with the struts stuff, and then, you know, they extended it and standardized it. In the JSP expression language, it uses exactly the same syntax. In fact, JSTL started it And it was, and it turned out that the expression language, little tiny part of JSTL, was more popular than all the rest of JSTL. So they took that part out and standardized it. It now works together with JSTL extremely poorly. Because in JSTL, you are only allowed to use the expression language in the attributes of JSTL tags. Those tags, if you've ever designed tag libraries in JSTL, are written with RT expression value false. Because it reads those literal characters and then has an internal parser for the expression language. Which in some ways is nice because you can run it in WebLogic 8.1. You don't actually have to have a server that supports the expression language. But then this became so popular, it became part of the language, and now you can't use JSTL in JSP2 unless you actually at the top of each page say at page is EL ignored true. Turn off the expression language in this page so that JSP doesn't try to grab it before JSTL does. Then JSF, Java Server Faces, came along. They learned the lesson from JSTL. And they said, okay, let's not use exactly the same syntax, but we'll have those funny who's evaluating it first problems that JSTL had and has. So in JSF, they changed it to a pound sign. This is a good thing, because it doesn't interfere, and JSF still runs in WebLogic 8.1, not just in 9. It doesn't require JSP2. Okay, so it doesn't interfere. They work very nicely together. The JSF expression language is mostly the same. In fact, I can whip out a couple slides I have it, and to compare JSF expression language and JSP expression language. I gave another talk on that recently in a JSF class I was teaching. So it's mostly the same. You know, it's exact same syntax for bean properties, exact same syntax for collection elements, just with a pound sign instead. But in JSF, there's some additional features. In particular, JSF is like struct in that you, in an initial form, you specify when this form submitted, where do the values go? JSP expression language is just, here's a value that already exists, let me output it. So the JSF also says, you know, you've got something that says, here's a text field. When this text field gets submitted, put the value that gets sent into this bean property. That's something quite different, because that's now a framework for the whole request processing thing. JSP expression language doesn't have anything like that. They also in JSF have, in struts, you still specify an action, blah.do. And it goes, you know, and then you've got this handler that says, okay, well, blah.do really goes to this action object execute method. JSF doesn't have that. You don't have an action at all. To each button, you attach a method. If the user submits a form by pressing this button, run this method. You specify which method gets called when you press the button using the JSF expression language. So the JSF expression language is like the JSP expression language with the dollar sign changed to a pound. It can only be used in the attributes of JSF tags, but it can still run in JSP 1.2, and it has a few additional features having to do with submission of values in not just output values.
I want to build on the same question. I'm not sure if I was hoping you were going to get more to it. Like, where is like Java really heading towards? Like, I see that the JSF, to me, like JSPs and stuff probably would be disappearing after a while or something. But it seems like they're supporting both, and I don't really see what's the value of the tech. For the backward compatibility and having like a lot of people investment in there, I could see that.
JSF is a framework that sits on top of servlets and JSP. So you still have servlets and JSP, and in JSF, Java Server Faces, like in struts, you still write JSP pages. You just have new tags, additional tags in it. So it's not like JSF is replacing JSP. JSF is a tag library that you can use in JSP. And like struts, it's, you know, also an MVC framework, but it sits in the servlet JSP world. It's not a replacement. It's not like, you know, web macro that tried to throw away JSP and do this instead. You know, where is Java heading? I don't know. You know, it's hard to predict these things. If you go to Java 1, you get the impression JSF has won and has vanquished struts. Don't believe it. Sun has a reason to want that to be true. They want JSF to succeed and not struts because they, A, they have more control over JSF and no control over struts, and B, their IDE, which they're finally trying to make money on, don't know if they ever will, Sun's Java Studio Creator, is geared towards JSF, not struts. So they want you to believe it'll win, so that it'll be a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. Whether it'll win or not, I don't know. Who knows? But it sure as heck hasn't won yet. Somebody today asked me about this. I went to dice.com, which is running service with DSP, by the way, and I typed in Struts. I got 1,700 job listings for Struts developers. I typed in JSF. I got, no, was it 17,000 or 1,700? I forget which, where the decimal point was. But anyway, I got 1/5 that number for JSF developers. So then I went and I tried it at monster.com. I typed in Struts. It said more than 2,000 hits on Struts job listing. I don't know how much more than 2,000, but it was more than 2,000, so that's all they say. And then I typed in JSF and I got 872 or something. So, you know, factor of 4. So, you know, JSF is going like this, Struts is more going like this, or maybe like this. But obviously JSF is on a steeper upward curve, but you can't just extrapolate those curves very far. You know, often they go like this. I don't know where, who knows? I don't know. You know, there's lots of other, you know, Spring, you talk about Spring, there's lots of other frameworks too. I don't know which one's going to win, who's going to survive. I think struggles with JSP are going to be around for a while.
Another question for Marty. You mentioned about debugging JSPs. That's always one challenge I see as far as like a good debugger. Do you have any suggestions? I mean, any tools you've used, or I mean, I know that's subjective. And
it's very subjective, and people have a personal taste. And
sure.
The you know, I do consulting and development. I write books, but the main thing I do is training. And because of that, I don't spend a lot of investment in any one IDE, because whenever I go to a company to training, we use whatever IDE they have. And if they don't know one already, I don't try to introduce one then, because then we spend the whole week learning the IDE instead of the technology. You know, and I'm not saying an IDE is not good in the long run, it's just not good to introduce right early on, because then you spend all your time learning the IDE. So as a result, I don't have a lot of good experience. You know, clients I work with tend to be, their customer tends to be your DoD. In fact, to be specific, their customer tends to be Fort Meade. And there, Eclipse dominates. I gave a long session at the CIA recently. There, JBuilder dominated. They were doing Struts, not JSF, and they were using JBuilder, not Eclipse. Overall, people I work with, I'm not saying it's better, I'm just saying what they happen to empirically are using, they're either using some Eclipse thing, My Eclipse or something, or JBuilder. Those are the two most dominant ones of the clients I work with, just empirically, not which is best, it's just the one more of my clients are using. Have lots of good support. Dreamweaver even has good support for this. But this is easy.
Yeah.
You know, JSF is harder because it's kind of the whole request processing cycle, just like, you know, these Struts and Spring, you know, those things aren't just pages. They're, you know, whole processing thing. So that's harder, you know. An argument has been made several times that it ought to be easier to make a really good drag and drop GUI builder for JSF than for Struts. I think they're right. Ought to be. But it's kind of a chicken and egg thing, you know. The more it's used, the more the ID vendors will have good support for it. Right now, there's probably still more good visual tools for Struts. Spring, I don't know. Struts and JSF are the ones I know better.
What about like the performance? Is it any better or any worse than the group?
The expression language? I'd say the performance of the expression language is way down in the noise. You know? The amount of I/O you do is important. The amount of database queries you do is important. You know, how you do synchronization in your bean and your business logic is important. You know, the fact that this may or may not do a reflection, you know, one extra function call, that's so far down in the noise of your application, it doesn't contribute. So I think the speed of the expression language is virtually irrelevant to the speed of your application. You know, network speed is, you know, 1 billion times slower than CPU speed. You output 2 extra characters in your output, you know. So minimizing database traffic and doing good connection pulling, super duper important. You know, your EGV traffic, super duper important. Doing your persistence layer right, you know, the Hibernate or whatever, super duper important. Maybe even compressing the HTML with GZIP and the accept encoding thing, super duper important. Whether you use the expression like a JSP use bean or bean colon write struts, irrelevant. It's the same speed. So, you know, one function call versus two doesn't make a difference. All right.
I have it.
A book to give away. So, okay.